This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been living underneath a rock, this has been the hottest stock on the OTC markets. We're talking no other than Progressive Care, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RXMD. We spotted the company about 5 months ago and told you that it was undervalued at a penny and a half. And sure enough, it went as high as 26 cents. Here with us today to talk about the company, about some of the updates, and also we're going to talk about the short selling, is the CEO of the company, Sheetal Mars. Sheetal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
You know, give us a little bit of update about this Palm Beach County location, Touchpoint RX, and where we're at in the process of that, and when are we going to close the deal?
Okay, so we have a couple of regulatory things that we have to do before we can close. Each state is different, but for us, we have notification periods in advance of closing with Medicaid, certain notification periods with the DEA, certain approval processes that we have to go through prior to closing. So closing we anticipate is going to happen in June. Hopefully there's no regulatory delays. We can't control how quickly anybody processes paperwork. So we're hoping that it's in June. And then that deal will be final, and then it will become the wholly owned subsidiary of Progressive Care. In the interim, we have already started managing the company. And so part of that management agreement, Farmco will take control of all of its revenue and expenses and is responsible for all the day-to-day operations of the company.
Well, it sounds like you guys got a really good deal on it. Correct me if my metrics are wrong. You gave them already $150,000. You got $75,000 escrow, and you bought the total company for $300,000.
Yes, and for us, that was an immense deal for I think for all parties. It really works out in our favor because we know that the process of starting from nothing, opening up a new location, building it out, getting the right licenses and contracts in place could take anywhere between 6 months to a year and $500,000. So wow. Just to have an operating business already in place, already doing revenue, a great staff, a knowledgeable staff, and a long-term care packaging solution already on site, it was just an amazing opportunity. And the people that we work with, the current owners of Touchpoint are phenomenal. They all are well respected in their fields, and they all have businesses that they work with. And so we were just excited that we could execute on this opportunity.
You know, I would be totally remiss if I didn't bring this up to you. You know, your stock has been one of the hottest stocks on the OTC markets. OTCQB is what you guys trade on. But recently, there's been a lot of chatter out there about short selling. And I was just wanted to kind of get your thoughts about that as much as you can talk about it.
So the unfortunate part for any company is that we can't control or mitigate short selling in the market. That's, and you know, people can do as they wish. The only thing we can do is encourage shareholders to be knowledgeable about what options they have in their brokerage accounts, that they can make sure that any of their securities that they do not want to be available for borrowing for short selling is in cash accounts and not margin accounts, and that they can select those options with their brokerage companies or with their brokers or their online trading platforms. There are options to lock up their securities and not make them available to short sellers. So anybody that's concerned about short selling in the market should go and review their account documentation and their online trading platform profiles and make sure they select the right options that work for them.
You know, the last time you were on the show back here in March 7th, you and I basically brushed about the CBD products. Can you give us an update of where we're at on that and what has transpired so far?
So we are currently talking with a couple of different companies. Both of them manufacture CBD and hemp products. What we're trying to do is see what's the best avenue for branching out into that business, whether it's an acquisition or a joint venture or partnership or however it's structured. We're not quite there yet. These discussions are so early, but we know that we've identified a couple of manufacturers and we are currently selling CBD products in the pharmacy already. And we want to make sure that we're branching out into that business effectively. We're meeting all the compliance standards, because I know that there are some legalities involving, even involving CBD.
Right.
But we have moved forward in those communications, and now are even on one opportunity, we've started doing a little bit of due diligence and requesting some documentation to see where they are at financially and compliance-wise and operational-wise. And I have a few more meetings next week with another manufacturer. So it's a great opportunity, and we are advancing on it.
You know, speaking of advancement and everything, where are we at on the kiosk models? I was very, you know, taken by it and admired about this new kiosk model you got going on. So what's the process right now?
So the process right now is we've already identified another area where we want to have a kiosk, and we're trying to locate the correct specifications for the technology. One of the things that is important to us is that clarity of picture and security of patient information. So we located a couple of vendors, identified a couple of vendors who can provide us the right technological infrastructure and hardware for putting those kiosks in. And while we're developing the hardware, we're also developing the software, and that software's ability to integrate with our pharmacy system and our online platform. So when somebody walks in to we'll use Century Village for an example,
right,
walks up to the kiosk, they can speak, and it's speak to a pharmacy technician or pharmacist just as if they were in the pharmacy itself.
That's incredible.
So we want to make sure that's seamless and works really well. And at Century Village, it's done wonders for us. People really appreciate the ease of use. We've had some nurses who work for doctor's offices interact with the platform as well, and it makes them feel a lot more comfortable that when they're discharging a patient or checking out a patient from their office, that they can just look at the technician and go, here are the scripts, and can you run this against whatever they're taking from their specialist real quick, or right away be able to see and speak to someone, as opposed to sending an email or making a phone call and having to wait for a response. So we think that it's a phenomenal opportunity for really getting access to pharmacy services right in places where it's convenient for the patient or even the provider for that matter.
Absolutely. My guest today is Progressive Care Inc. Unless you, like I said, been living underneath the rock, they've been the hottest stock on the OTC markets. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RXMD. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Sheetal Mars. You know, last time we talked about reporting and uplisting. Where are we at in the process of maybe putting something together for the SEC?
So we have talked to a couple of investment banks that have a track record in working with companies like ours that have deregistered from the SEC and are now pursuing avenues for re-registration. And then we've also, as I've mentioned before, I think in my earnings call, we've spoken to a couple of attorneys on that matter as well. So we are trying to put in place the team that will get us there, and we'll be able to execute on what we need to do to get to the SEC part. And then we're also in those discussions, especially with the investment banking firms, is trying to identify the right structure and the right capital raise partner that will allow us to uplist to NASDAQ. So that is something, and I've talked to you about it on prior shows, that we know that that's the goal. We know that that's where we need to be. And it's all about putting all the right things in place before we get there. And so now we are working on those conversations to see if we can find the right partner to give us all the tools we need to get there, whether it be capital raises, whether it be lawyers, whether it be auditors, whatever it is that we need to have in place right now to get to where we need to go.
Well, I want my listeners to listen up. If you haven't purchased the stock, at least take a look at it. Ticker symbol is RXMD. I came in and took another position with the company again. I own 40,000 shares, bought some at 12 cents and bought some at 11 cents. I think it's still, you haven't missed the ride yet or the boat. I still think it's going to go up from here. In closing, Ms. Mars, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
I think that anybody that has listened to the show and heard me speak knows how passionately I feel about this company. And the one thing that makes us different than many on the OTC or even many companies in general is how transparent we aim to be and how quickly we try to respond to concerns and questions from our shareholders or investors or the public in general. And so we just want anybody to take a close eye and really think about the fundamentals of this company and really evaluate our mission and then make that decision for themselves about whether to invest in us or not. And I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with how we treat our shareholders and how we treat our employees and how we run our business. And that's what makes us different and special. So I just would want people to understand that.
Absolutely. You said a lot today. I think you said it all. I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure. Please come back on in 30 or 40 days and give us all an update.
I will. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.